T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams will join us at 1:20, as he always does, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Ahead of the cocktail party on Saturday, Georgia and Florida. Get his thoughts there. Georgia coming off of a bye. And we'll obviously get his thoughts on the coaching carousel in college football as well. So many big jobs open. We'll get to that an hour from now. The AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. Just a couple minutes away from the back page with Bo.
The baby's got their trick-or-treat costume yet?
Yep. They're going to be Mario. Jack's going to be Mario. Oh. And Lily's going to be Princess Peach.
Okay, I'm about to say not Luigi, because I, oh no.
No.
Oh no.
An opportunity to get another princess dress?
Oh yeah.
Yes, please.
I was like, hold on. Yeah. Mario and Luigi, like, she went for that?
No, she wasn't going for that. She wanted him to be Toad, like little mushroom. And I was like, funny, like, I get it, but like, at least let's let him be Mario, right. You know? Like, let's let him be one of the fun characters. Right. She was like, nah, he looks like a little mushroom. And I was like, all right. You little hater.
Yeah, that's all that is.
He's gonna be Mario. You can be Princess Peach. And then she got, we're not going like crazy. She got like some little sunglasses that look like Yoshi.
Okay.
So I can do that, or she can do that. And then like a Bowser t-shirt
okay.
or something. So in it, but not fully in it.
Okay, so y'all do Super Mario.
Yeah, we're doing Super Mario.
Okay.
Doing Super Mario. We got Halloween's Friday, right?
Yes.
But then now there's a bunch of stuff. You don't. When we were kids, it was just Halloween.
Right.
But now there's a trunk or treat.
Yes, that's tomorrow.
Yes, too.
Yeah,
we have that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
And we're doing a trunk, so we're doing all decking that all out like Mario Brothers.
Y'all doing a trunk?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna actually be one of the participants.
One of the trunks.
Damn, y'all all the way in this in.
Too much.
Y'all are all the way in PTA.
We're doing all that. Too much, Randy. We are doing too much.
And yeah. Y'all all the way in.
All of it. Yeah. You name it. If there's something we could sign up for,
right.
We signed up for it.
Right.
We had to walk it back a little bit over the weekend. I was like, I think because like her mom did all that stuff.
Yes.
And that's fine. Like, you know, that's okay. That's okay for some. Like your mom, when she was doing that, was a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
Which is a job. Like that's a full-time job.
It is.
And I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all. But my wife has a other job too, where
right.
she has to get up at 5 a.m. and go to work and do that, and it's hard, and she's tired, and then she comes home. It's like, you might not want to come home and design the door for the classroom every single time. Like, you might not want to have a call. She's like on some committee for some festival. The call was at 7:45 last week. I was like, I think...
She's all in, man.
I think we got to pick and choose.
She's all in, dog.
Can't do all of it.
Because if she's all in...
Exactly.
I'm
all in. Exactly. Which I'm... I like being all in. I like being all in.
Don't we all?
We're just too... Yeah. Which is why I'll be all in.
Yeah.
Exactly right. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Hey.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
For those of you that did not stay up till 3 a.m., and man, I almost made it. Had I known... Of course, if you always know stuff in ahead, I probably would have been gambling on the game or something. But
true.
Here's how it ended.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes midnight. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Two walk-off home runs in World Series for Freddie Freeman. Is he becoming the new Mr. October, or is that just going to default to Shohei?
God, I don't know.
I don't care.
Doing it for two different teams?
I don't care.
What do you mean?
I don't want to hear about it. I didn't want to hear no damn Freddie highlight doing stuff for other people.
Oh, right.
Yeah, who cares?
He's still a good player.
Yeah, whatever. He don't play for my team no more.
And the World Series is going on right now. That was the bottom of the
18th. I ain't happy for him.
I'm happy for Freddie.
I wish he was doing it in another different color blue.
Well, I agree with that. I wish that was happening too.
Whatever. No, he's freaking awesome.
But
he's freaking awesome, and it's only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time before he caught one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
The interesting thing now is, like, I saw some of this discussion on social media this morning trying to, like, put into context what Freddie's career kind of is now. And I was like, well, he was great for a long time.
Yeah.
He was an MVP and a World Series champion here. Obviously, they're getting more attention there. It's the Dodgers. They've been in the World Series the last couple of years. They might win back-to-back World Series and all that. But I was like, Freddie was already going to the Hall of Fame, wasn't he?
When he left here.
I thought so. Now, obviously, he would have to continue.
I don't know just his career.
If he retired at the end of this, right.
No. Projected.
Projected, yeah.
But if he would have kept playing like that. Yeah. Like he
pretty much has.
He was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. It's not like he got good when he got to the Dodgers. No. He was very good. He was great when he was here, too.
Changing teams affected him zero.
Except it just got him more attention because he plays for the Dodgers now.
So this next one is actually a little over a week old, but it's freaking hilarious. So the clip I'm going to play for everybody out there is from Texas Tech AD Kirby Hokut. So a little bit of history behind Texas Tech. For those of you out there, the millions of you out there that are listening that don't know about Texas Tech traditions, Texas Tech fans have a tradition of throwing tortillas on the field whenever they do great stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So in August, Big 12 ADs met to decide whether they wanted to put a fine or just a flag on people throwing anything on the field during games. So it got voted yes 15-1. Of course, the one was Kirby Hokut.
Right, right.
They wanted the tortillas.
He said after that ruling that the rule may change, but our tradition won't. So you flash forward to August 11th. Texas Tech beats Kansas 42-17. Tortillas come all over the field. So the Big 12 changes it, or adds an amendment to it, saying we're not only going to flag you 15 yards, but we're going to fine you $100,000.
Wow!
If stuff gets thrown on the field. So immediately after that, which takes us up to before last weekend's games, Texas Tech AD Kirby Hokut had to have this announcement or plea in his press conference, and it's just too funny not to play.
The stakes are too high, and we need to help. Not risk penalizing our team again for throwing tortillas.
They're going to throw the hell out of tortillas.
Let's not do it. The situation is on me. I leaned into this of throwing tortillas at the beginning of the football season. Now I must ask everyone to stop.
Oh, yeah, they're going to throw them. So hold on, because I never knew nothing about this. So they throw them not at the end of the game, but during the game?
During the game.
Oh, hell no.
In the game, yeah.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. But they're going to throw them now.
I would say just wait till the end of the game where they
can't. Yeah, or something like,
can't flag
that.
You anymore.
Yeah, but like.
$100,000, like nobody's bragged more about their war chest in college football than Texas Tech.
Yeah, but.
Cody Campbell can fork over $100,000 for some tortillas if that's your tradition.
But still, like during the game, yeah, that's kind of. But is a tradition, whatever. But, yeah, I would be like, come on, dog. We're trying to finish this damn game.
Yeah, it's hard to play with all these tortillas flying around.
Exactly. Like, what were the
– Let us beat Oklahoma State like 40-0 over the weekend.
42-0,
I don't think that tortillas were thrown on the field.
How many tortillas were thrown that night when Baker and Patrick Mahomes played? Where was that game at? You remember that?
I don't remember where that was.
Oh, where was that game at?
It would have been a lot of tortillas.
There's a lot of tortillas on the field.
Wasn't that in Oklahoma, though?
Was it Oklahoma? I can't remember. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I can't remember.
Okay. I think that watching videos from that game, you would have seen them. Because they would have been, probably would have ran
out
of tortillas.
Remember,
but I don't.
I never heard of this until this year.
I've never heard of it before. Because I'm thinking like I'm going back to you remember when Crabtree and him.
Yeah,
I don't remember tortillas.
I don't remember that either.
So apparently it dates back to the 90s. There is a tortilla factory in Lubbock.
Okay.
And a radio announcer during a Texas Tech game in like 1993-4 something like that.
I'm gonna text my boy who's played Texas Tech.
Said that Texas Tech is good for two things: football and tortillas. And then from there, the fan base just ran with it and. I guess now they ran with it up until this year.
Well,
and they don't do it anymore.
But you know what it is, though. Like, it might have been a thing until they were told not to do it. And then everybody really wants to do it. You know, everybody's like that.
Yeah, 100%.
You tell us we can't do it, we're going to do it more. And so, Yeah, who do they? Texas Tech's also 7-1, 14th in the country. By the way, that quarterback I love so much, their backup quarterback, ripped his knee up, so he's out.
Where are they going this week? They got
at Kansas State.
Kansas State. Okay. So no, who's won a couple games lately?
Now they got BYU in Lubbock in a couple weeks. BYU's number 10 in the country.
Tortilla washes on.
Tortillas that day.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of ripping down goalposts, maybe they just throw tortillas all over the place. Is that a happy medium they can meet in?
Yeah, but I mean, because the thing with the whole goalpost, like, they got to get a whole new one. That's you just sweep them down tortillas
and
up off
fined,
of there.
And, you know.
Yeah, you just pick up the tortillas and you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's like in mid-game. Like, in mid-game, I got to get out here, but we got to delay it. We got to stop the game so we can get tortillas out of the field.
What's your favorite kind of tortilla? You like corn or flour? You're corn?
Yeah, I'm a corn man.
I like corn too, but sometimes they fall apart.
They do fall apart very easily. Even when they're double deckered, like when you get street tacos.
You know, they'll fold them and then the bottom will crack open.
Yeah, I'm a tortilla guy. The regular one, the white one.
Flour.
The flour.
Yeah,
flour.
I don't know.
Flour's a lot more durable.
Yeah. So the hard.
Well, then you got the hard shell.
The hard shell. I'm not a big hard shell guy. Like, that was one of the things when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, we had tacos. You had to have them in hard shells. But ever since I've been able to have my own and make my own tacos, I've never, ever bought the hard shell.
I hadn't had a hard shell until my mother-in-law still will go both, soft and hard.
Uh-huh.
And she had a Doritos-flavored one.
Really?
And fantastic. I was like, all right.
You got to try
it. I'll try it.
You got to try it.
I'll try that. And it was very good.
So you know how Doritos Locos.
So you know how taco shells just fall apart when you bite into them anyway?
Right.
So we've started making they've picked up a name because you can actually go into racetrack and buy these. It's a bag of Doritos within a long size bag instead of a tall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's long ways. You can cut the top off of it, throw nacho toppings on top of it. They call it walking tacos.
Pick it up.
That sounds like such a prison-ass meal.
No, but we do this at home now.
I told you, I watch too many prison reels.
And, they get Doritos in prison?
It'd be them dudes making, like, they dinner. And you'd be like, what the hell? They had the bag. One dude had Doritos with some of that squirt cheese and some damn tuna fish.
But that's what you get at gas stations.
Well, I was like, hold on, dog. And they were like, this is the joint right here.
I mean, compared to what else they're eating, I guess maybe good.
That's the first thing I think about. When people who put stuff in the bag.
Well, that's just because you get it from racetrack. Now, what we do at home now,
right.
Instead of making tacos, we make walking tacos. So everybody's got a different favorite flavor of Dorito or chip.
Right.
You get the chips, you put them on a plate, meat, cheese, sour cream, jalapenos, whatever you want to throw on top of it, you make them at home. It's great.
You eat it, but do you put it all in the bag?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They plate at home.
Oh,
you get it from a bag from racetrack, but it's a genius idea.
We make a thing called trashy nachos where it's just tortilla chips and shredded cheese in the microwave. Lily will ask for that three times a week.
What's it called?
That's old school nachos.
Trashy nachos.
That's
how I had them growing up.
Because you make it in the microwave.
I've never heard that before. I make those now.
I've never heard that
before. I do that.
It's a nice snack.
Yeah. I never heard that before.
Daddy, can I have some trashy nachos?
She said just like that. Yeah. I never heard it before.
Yeah, we could share some trashy nachos.
Let me play
never heard that.
Lane Kiffin talking about Brent Venables real fast because y'all talked about it, but here's the audio. Lane's just funny.
Interesting take, whatever he needs to say.
And also following up to road trips
maybe
to Georgia.
Maybe they had the better team last year, too, when we beat them. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Following up on the road against Georgia.
Maybe we had the better team in Oklahoma when we beat them 55-19 in the national championship.
Damn.
Maybe we had the better team at Clemson when we beat them 45-40 in the national championship at Alabama. Next question, my bad.
You got me
on that.
Yeah, well, hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Yeah, man. Lane, like I said, Lane be holding them receipts. Yeah. Is him and his author, the other words yesterday, him and his old lady talking about reconciliation.
Really?
Yeah, they already did.
Did they?
I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know they were talking about getting back together.
Cool.
All right. Way to go, Lane. It's never too late to come home.
Clean himself up, man, and
His daughter dates the linebacker at LSU, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe that's an LSU connection.
Could be.
Interesting. Nah.
Like if she gave him one of those daddy please, you know?
Can you daddy please your way into a head coaching job?
That'd probably be more money.
Way into that?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, apparently,
but he doesn't do stuff
when he was thinking about Auburn a couple years ago, yes. Daddy pleased him to stay at Ole Miss.
Yes, that's what he said that.
Yeah.
And that, and I'm sure that pay raise also
probably helped.
Yeah.
Probably helped. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, look, man. We all got daughters. We're not immune to the daddy please. Trashy nachos, probably this afternoon. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.